This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he has survived an assassination attempt involving explosive drones. Mr. Maduro was speaking at a military event in Caracas when the attack occurred. Mr. Maduro has blamed Colombia for the attack, something denied by Bogota as a baseless accusation. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said the U.S. was not involved.
I can say unequivocally there was no U.S. government involvement in this at all. Within the past couple of hours, I've spoken with our chargé in Caracas, the head diplomatic official down there. He and his staff were up much of the night making sure that Americans in Venezuela were safe.
Venezuelan authorities say seven soldiers were injured and several people were later arrested. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has wrapped up his Southeast Asia tour, where North Korea captured much of the attention. There have been mixed messages on relations between the U.S. and North Korea amid talks over denuclearization. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The North Korea foreign minister has shot back at the U.S. over its warning to other countries against violating international sanctions on North Korea, saying recent moves by the U.S. are alarming. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had warned Russia, China, and other countries against any violation of international sanctions on North Korea that could reduce pressure on the North to abandon its nuclear weapons. Shelley Adler, AP Radio News.
NATO's mission in Afghanistan says three of its soldiers were killed when a suicide bomber attacked a combined dismounted patrol with local forces. The slain soldiers were from the Czech Republic. An American service member and two Afghan National Army soldiers were also injured in the blast. From Washington, this is VOA News. A strong earthquake has rocked Indonesia's Lombok Island a week after another quake killed 17 people in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 7.0 magnitude quake struck the island Sunday. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency warns the earthquake might cause a tsunami. Farmers in eastern Australia say they are in the grip of the worst drought in memory. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australia is a land well used to nature's extremes. It's the world's driest inhabited continent, but the resilience and ingenuity of its farming communities are being severely tested. Southeastern Australia is in the grip of a drought worse than many can remember. And 11-year-old schoolgirl Isabel says her farming family is struggling to cope as livestock prices fall and the cost of grain to feed animals goes up.
We've pretty much been running out of money every fortnight and there's no water, there's not really much feed.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has promised to do more to help those under intense financial pressure due to the drought. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The Islamic State has executed one of a number of hostages it took last month in multiple attacks on Syria's southern province of Sweida. More than 200 people, including children, were killed, and at least 30 people were kidnapped. Sweida is mainly made up of members of Syria's Druze sect. They are Muslim, but IS considers them heretics. Swiss police say all 20 people aboard an old-time propeller plane were killed when the aircraft crashed into a mountainside in southeast Switzerland. Officials say 11 men and 9 women were killed, most from Switzerland, but also a couple and their son from Austria. The plane was operated by a Swiss company that offers tours with vintage former Swiss military aircraft. A vehicle carrying the U.S. ambassador to Bangladesh was attacked in the capital, Dhaka. A statement issued by the U.S. embassy in Dhaka said the official vehicle transporting the ambassador was attacked by a group of armed adult men. There were no injuries, however, two security vehicles sustained some damage. The U.S. embassy in Dhaka expressed its appreciation to police for their quick and professional response following the incident. 8 places in Portugal broke local temperature records as a wave of heat from North Africa swept across the Iberian Peninsula. Temperatures peaked at 47 degrees Celsius across much of the peninsula. The World Meteorological Organization says continental Europe's record temperature for this time of year is 48 degrees Celsius. That happened in 1977 in Greece. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.